and welcome to The Update. I'm John Michael. The federal opposition says it's distressed over the arrest of an immigration detainee who's now accused of a violent home invasion in Perth. The 43-year-old, released as part of a controversial High Court ruling in November, was allegedly one of three men who bashed and robbed an elderly couple earlier this month. Shadow Immigration Minister Dan Tehan has told Sky the government is failing to keep the community safe.
It's time that Anthony Albanese took responsibility for this issue. For too long, him and his ministers, Andrew Giles and Claire O'Neill, have walked away from responsibility.
Speaking of Anthony Albanese, he's defending a speech that he gave at a Canberra rally against domestic violence. The PM was heckled as he addressed the crowd yesterday and has since been called a liar by the organisers. But Albo will push ahead with his emergency national cabinet meeting on Wednesday to address violence against women.
It's a matter of looking right across the breadth of policy issues in order to make a difference.
The Health Minister says a small uptick in bulk billing rates is welcome, but admits there's still more to be done. Nearly 78% of all GP appointments are now fully covered under Medicare, a 2% increase since late last year. Mark Butler welcoming the news.
We've started to see the green shoots of recovery after our record investment in last year's budget. Really, we inherited a position when we came to government where bulk billing was in free fall, and Australians were telling us it was never harder to see a doctor than it has been over the last few years.
Crown is slashing up to 1,000 jobs across the country. The majority of those cuts are in Sydney and Melbourne. Crown blaming a sharp drop in tourism and new gaming laws for the move. The boss of Seven News has quit today. Craig McPherson stepping down in the wake of Bruce Lerman's recent defamation case and the incorrect identification of the Bondi Junction attacker. And women's magazine Cosmopolitan is returning to Australia after being cancelled 6 years ago by Bauer Media. It'll now be relaunched by an independent publisher. Sport and entertainment news are next. In sports, St Kilda will head to the AFL Tribunal tonight to fight Jack Higgins' penalty for his tackle on Alir Alia. The Saints confirming they'll challenge his three-match ban for rough conduct. In the NRL, Sharks halfback Nico Hines sits on top of the Dally M leaderboard after eight rounds, ahead of Dylan Edwards, Tom Trbojevic and Daly Cherry Evans. And former Diamonds captain Liz Ellis has been appointed to the Board of Netball Australia as a director. In entertainment news, Taylor Swift continues to smash records. The tortured poets department racked up 2.61 million album equivalent units in its first week out. It is the best one-week figure for any album in 9 years. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have more tomorrow.